We came into the game knowing what a good side they are, and they showed in periods today. They've got a lot of ability in the side. They're a young side, very, very high energy, and you can see why they've got the results that they have of late. But I thought we were very good today, and probably I think the only disappointment was that we could have made it a little bit more comfortable for ourselves, because I thought we had some good chances. Certainly apart from the goals we scored, I thought we had some very good chances.
The fans are singing your praises tonight. Craig McHale-Smith selected up front. What was behind that selection, Chris?
I think it was just because these are a good side. They press very well. As I said, they've got a lot of energy in the side, and we just felt that we needed to stretch them a little bit more. And probably with the strikers that we've got different types of strikers, and Craig's one that probably it's very much an asset to his game, that he is able to get beyond, he is able to stretch teams, and you just hope to be able to do that and just give us a little bit more space on the park, and we felt certainly at times we did that.
And he was terrific tonight. He played like a man inspired.
I think with Craig, it's been a difficult time for him. I think we all know what Craig can do and the type of player that he is. I think he picked up the injury. I think it took him a while to recover from that type of injury. And, of course, amongst that, you've got to try and get in the team. So it's just for him just trying to get that balance between getting enough minutes on the pitch to get his level of fitness a little bit higher. He managed to do that today.
And how important is it, Chris, to fit a certain strikers to certain games? Because that's what you've done here tonight.
I think that the fact that he came on in the last game, and I think he showed his ability and he showed what he's able to do, and he made an effect. And I think if somebody can affect the game, then they're in your thoughts for the next game. But I think what we have is we have three different type strikers, and they're all pushing for places, and they all have their qualities, and it's good competition between the three of them.
And, of course, a clean sheet as well. How important was that, particularly on the back of conceding three goals here on Saturday?
Probably as important. We was on the back of two clean sheets before Saturday's game, and then, of course, conceded three goals, which was disappointing. So I'm as pleased with the clean sheet as I am with probably the amount of chances that we were able to create.
I've got to ask you again, I asked you on Saturday about Gerald Teixeira. I mean, he was terrific again tonight. He's one of these players who gets people out of their seats, Chris. How pleased were you with his performance tonight?
I'm delighted. And what he is prepared to do, he's prepared to work hard. And for that type of player, of course, he's more of a creative type player that can play in a few positions. But I think if you've got a certain work ethic, then I think you've always got a chance. And that's one thing that he is prepared to do.
And Baron Kyle, you know, against bringing his experience and opening up the park, some really terrific passes tonight, particularly to the front men.
He has got that experience, and the reason why I brought him in was because I thought we needed that type of player to give us that sort of competition in central midfield. And before that, of course, you've got Danny Holler, who had done really well for us with Rowan Ince. But I just wanted a little bit more competition. I wanted to add a little bit more experience. And this is a player, of course, that's played at a very high level and played in some big and important games. So I think with that, with Dale Stevens now getting fitter with it, with every part of game that he plays in, and we've got real competition in central midfield as well.
And almost the perfect night for you, Chris. Results elsewhere have gone your way. The Albion 6 points clear of the relegation zone tonight.
Yeah, it was a good night for us all round. We've had plenty of day when we've come in here and seen the results have all gone against us. So certainly it's a good night. But it's not about them results. It's about the performance tonight. And I think probably that's arguably as good a performance since I've been here.
It was the 100th senior game at the Amex tonight, Chris, and the crowd really got behind you, so I must have been delighted about it.
The crowd were excellent, and they have been, certainly since my time here. I can only speak about that experience, and they have been excellent. But I'm also delighted that we had a team and a performance today that give them something really to cheer about.